Call the May 17th Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Commissioner Hogan.
Is excused.
Commissioner Burkhart.
Here.
Commissioner Haley.
Here.
Commissioner Morrow.
Here.
Alderman Dandria.
Here.
Mr. Fowler.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B1 is approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of May 3rd. Any additions or corrections?
Move approval.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Let's vary from the agenda slightly. Move on to D1, Torberson Shows, Holiday Craft and Gift Expo. Any questions for staff? Is there a motion to recommend approval?
Motion to recommend approval.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Back, Nick, do you have the motions, by the way? I asked you to get up, and now I'm going to ask you to talk. Thank you, Nick. Item C1 is a public hearing, McDonald's restaurant remodel and site work. Mr. Fuchs.
The notice didn't get out in time.
Oh.
So
there is no.
I think we go straight to the motion.
Is there a motion? Sorry, McDonald's guys. You're aware of this?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a motion to postpone and continue subject matter in public hearing? I did not open a public hearing. So is there a motion to postpone the subject matter to the June 7th, 2018 Plan Commission?
So moved.
Second.
Did I say 7th or 17th?
7th.
7th is the correct date. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item D2. Thanks, guys. See you on the 7th. Well, you won't see me because I won't be here. So.
All right, I guess I'll see you on the 7th.
Item D2 is the Menards Warehouse and Associated Outdoor Storage Yard Addition. It's a site plan amendment and land combination. Mr. Deedle.
Thank you. As you can see in the materials, they're proposing to build another outdoor storage building, just like the one that they have out there now. It'll be on the east side of the property. They originally were having it facing towards Loomis Highway 100. So that you could see the inside of the building. Initial staff comments where they switched it around so it faces inside towards the other building. So they'll have a little storage yard in the building as well. We are recommending approval with a number of conditions. So that's the site plan. The land combination portion came up early in the review process. They have a separate parcel there right now. They own it. And of course, the building would go over that parcel. They can't do that, so they want to get those two parcels combined, get rid of the lot line in between so they can build their structure. They won't be going all the way up to Highway 100. There'll still be a little bit of vacant land there. But they also mentioned in their cover letter that land that's left, not very much that could be used for that because it'd be such a small parcel. So from a land combination standpoint, staff's not recommending anything or no extra conditions. As I mentioned, for the site plan, we are recommending approval with a number of conditions and a couple of suggestions. And if we wanted, we could go into detail about any of those that you have questions about.
This, the white on there, is the addition?
The roof of the.
Or is that the existing structure?
It's existing.
Okay. So, all right, fine.
Ready?
Sure. You, Mr. Edwards?
Yes. I am Tyler Edwards, real estate representative of Menards. We are in the process of expanding all of our stores. They're actually all getting bigger to match our current prototype. So some stores, that involves more building space. Some stores, that involves more warehouse space. In this particular case, it's a second 22,000 square foot warehouse building. Inside, it's going to be the same stuff. Lumber, shingles, insulation. It's really just storage. Not changing a whole lot about our business model, just making sure that we have more on hand at all times so we never run out of any sort of competition problems. We've had a few different iterations of this plan. First, it was on the west side. We're going to relocate the pond. Turns out that pond is, and the ditch is a DNR wetland. So we moved to the other side, flip-flop directions, and got to the plan that's in front of you. All the conditions and suggestions are fine. We're asking a little reprieve on one of them. That's number six. That is the condition to get a parking study done. We have 460-some parking spaces at the store. Always have. That's about 60 more spaces than we put in our new stores just because we don't need that many spaces. So with the fact that we're only adding storage space, not sales floor, we're not generating much more traffic, we don't want to pay all the money to have a engineer say that the number of parking spaces we have is fine, because honestly, no one on the planet knows our parking better than we do. And we're very comfortable with what we have, and we actually have some extra above what we would normally require. So that's the only change we're asking, is to strike condition six, and everything else is fine.
In the staff write-up, it mentions 22,670-square-foot warehouse and 23,084-square-foot outdoor storage.
Is that
in the yard between the two buildings?
Yep, referencing the paved yard between the two buildings.
Okay.
Which can't be used for much besides pavement because there's limited space between the buildings.
What is the value of this addition?
Each one's about $1.2 to $2 million.
$2 million? Okay. I have some issues. I've got to tell the commission I have some issues. First of all, relative to the site plan, the UDO requires that if the land area is more than 30,000 square feet, it requires several other pieces of additional information, which, frankly, I think, in regards to this development, is important to the city. It requires a financial plan. What's going to happen to the rest of that outlot? That's a valuable piece of land, as far as we're concerned, for commercial development. With the storage facility going there, makes it somewhat less than a commercial development there. So the UDO requires a financial plan. It requires a summary of the fiscal impact to the city. I see that as the tax impact, ongoing tax impact, plus the loss of that particular outlot. And any other data that this commission would like to have. So given that, I think this needs to go back to staff for some more work. Mr. City Engineer.
Can you explain again, you mentioned briefly that your first concept was to put this on the other side, and so to go with the mayor's comments, this would obviously not impact the prime commercial spot out on Lover's Lane, but you said that requires redoing the pond, and that seems logical. But a wetland looks like. Are you talking about the wetland that's kind of like underneath the numbers right there? Why can't you redo the pond and not affect the wetland?
That wetland is a lot more expansive than just that cat-tailed area. It covers the entire ditch along the western edge of our parking lot, from end to end. It does cover the southern portion of the pond, swooping all the way over. So relocating the pond wasn't actually an option through the DNR. It was too expansive.
So you're saying the ditch that runs along the edge of the parking lot, it wasn't created as part of your development, as part of your storm drainage system? Are you saying it's a natural wetland?
They did take jurisdiction and consider that a natural wetland, and I think we provided that information to the city at one point in time when we were during our first iteration of trying to get this approved.
It was?
When the speedway was there.
Other questions for staff? Commissioner Fowler.
I just, you said you don't have any objections to the suggestions, even the sidewalk down State Highway 100?
Correct. If we are not, that lot would no longer be developable, so we could no longer count on future development to put that sidewalk in, so we would take care of that.
Mr. Engineer.
So obviously, we'd engineering would need to review it once you submit plans for this. But so the increased paved area. So then, how would you compensate for a drainage if all your drains on the other side and it's almost landlocked?
There is additional capacity in the pond. I actually thought we had submitted that and the engineering plans for review.
How do you get to the pond?
Through the underground storm sewer system.
Pond on the north side.
Yeah. If I remember correctly, Mayor, when this was approved, there is a substantial stormwater drainage system that goes to the two ponds that was put in when the Menards was put in. I think that still exists.
Yes, it does.
Anyone else?
Well, just a question, Mayor. So this is going to add how much value to the property?
The investment or the cost is between $1.2 and $2 million for all of these. This is additional pavement, so it's probably closer to the $2 million mark.
And that would increase the property value by the same amount, or is that just the capital?
I'm not an assessor. I can't.
So that's not going to be, that's not an apples to apples comparison.
It is not. What it does do is secures Menards' future in this location long term. If we're not able to expand our stores, they get behind. They can't be competitive, and ultimately they have to relocate to bigger facilities, and they get closed down. That's what we're trying to prevent. You know, in 5 or 10 years, if we have to expand again, and that can't happen, something similar to what happened to the old Menards store on the other side of town. You know, we couldn't expand it, so we had to build a new one. So we're trying to avoid.
Has there been any public meetings on this?
No.
So the condominiums to the south don't know what's happening either.
Joe, what do you expect to get a cost of project, cost of construction? Is that with the building permit?
Yes.
Are you prepared for this project? Depending on the decision here.
That is something that can be asked for. It's in the UDO, those added conditions. You could table or just add them as conditions. We didn't bring it up because it was an addition, but it still is allowed.
Okay.
The thing I point out to the commission, that's a commercial, that's designated, we envisioned that as a restaurant retail site. Now it's going to be an empty box.
Right.
There is an impact to the city on this. There's more than this impact on the city, but we're burning a lot of land here for something that's going to be contested in terms of its overall value. So we should really see the financial, in my view. All right, I'll try this out. Is there a motion to refer both items back to staff for compliance with the UDO standards and for a neighborhood meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion then.
Just a question, Mayor.
Sure.
Have you looked at the financials of this that the mayor's talking about? Is any at corporate or anybody, has this not been an issue that's come up with you guys?
Yes, I'm actually struggling to understand the question itself, the financials of, you know, Menards not being able to sell a million-dollar outlot in order to keep a $20 million store and with $40 million of sales running? I mean, is that what we're talking about? I'm just confused.
There's a financial impact to the city on either decision we make. If we make a decision and allow you an expansion, we get, what, $1.2 million? Then there's an assessment battle. Or we hold out, you improve the value of the addition, or you put some retail on that pad for $2 or $3 million, which is what we anticipated. There's an impact to both of those, to the city. The UDO specifies that we need to know what that is in order to make this decision.
Okay.
Does says a written project summary including fiscal impact upon the city of Franklin, operational information, building schedule, estimated project value, including all site improvement costs. Additional data may be required by the city. I don't anticipate that there will be, but city engineer needs to take a look at the stormwater management plan, see that the underground utilities are suitable to handle that additional water. And then I like to see a written response as to what the value of this building is. What does Menards say it's worth? And then I'll be prepared to act, but not now.
As a city engineer, have you not seen the plans that were turned in?
No, I have not. My staff may have, but I have not.
Yeah, they have not approved anything yet. I did ask that.
Okay. Motion to refer back to staff. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.